Good evening, friends. Maundy Thursday is Jesus' celebration of the Passover with his disciples, often called the Last Supper. Jesus gathers with his disciples, they celebrate the meal, and at the end of the meal, Jesus transforms that celebration to become the celebration that we know as the Lord's Supper. The gospel story goes on to tell us that Jesus leaves with his disciples and they go out to Gethsemane where Jesus is to pray. He leaves some of the disciples behind. He takes others with him. He asks them to stay awake, but they cannot. And he goes to pray. After which he is arrested and carried to the high priest's house to be tried. The religious authorities are trying to find any charge they can to stick to Jesus so they can carry him to the Romans and have him executed under Roman law. They'll make up all kinds of stories about Jesus. He's bound at Caiaphas's house and then held through the night after the trial. It's believed now Caiaphas lived in a house in Jerusalem underneath which was a series of caves, and one of those caves had a bottleneck holding cell. If you imagine a wine bottle and you lower a criminal down through the center by a rope till they get to the bottom and you leave them there. The only way out is for you to pull them back up by a rope. Jesus, it is believed, would have been held in this holding cell deep underground in darkness. Psalm 88 is associated with Jesus' last night on earth before his crucifixion on Friday. I'll invite you now to gather yourself in the darkness of your home, turn the lights out, close your eyes, and imagine the utter darkness as these words are read. A reading of Psalm 88. O Lord, God of my salvation, when at night I cry out in your presence, let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to Sheol. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like those who have no help, like those forsaken among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, like those whom you remember no more, for they are cut off from your hand. You have put me in the depths of the pit, in the regions dark and deep. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you overwhelm me with all your waves. You have caused my companions to shun me. You have made me a thing of horror to them. I am shut in so that I cannot escape. My eye grows dim through sorrow. Every day I call on you, O Lord. I spread out my hands to you. Do you work wonders for the dead? Do the shades rise up to praise you? Is your steadfast love declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in Abaddon? Are your wonders known in the darkness? Or your saving help in the land of forgetfulness? But I, O Lord, cry out to you. In the morning my prayer comes before you. O Lord, why do you cast me off? Why do you hide your face from me? Wretched and close to death, from my youth up, I suffer your terrors. I am desperate. Your wrath has swept over me. Your dread assaults destroy me. They surround me like a flood all day long. From all sides they close in on me. You have caused friend and neighbor to shun me. My companions are in darkness.